head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Ross. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat Forty. I'm with Anoush Sariot, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Bohanter, and
welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am Podcast Network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
And we have come to the exciting conclusion of 2016 here on the Rusty Satellite Show. This is your host, Rick Redding, as always, introducing you to some of the most interesting people in the Ville. And this is a very special week because it's the end of the year. And, you know, golly, we made it through another one. I have two special guests in the studio with me today that you've heard about all year long. First up, Jackie Bentley is my great editor over at LouisvilleKY.com. And I'm so glad to have you in the studio, Jackie.
Thank you for having me.
It's
weird having
a
microphone in front of my face instead of a keyboard and a computer.
Yeah, I know. We're going to get into your history a little bit, but Jackie's a former television reporter here in town and has been away from that for a while. So good. And also have the guy you hear me talk about all the time accompanies me to many of the great interviews here on the Rusty Satellite Show. It's our great photographer, Bill Brimer. Hey, Bill.
Rick.
God, it's great to have you in the studio. I've been trying to get Bill in here for a long time and to not just take pictures. But anyway, Bill's got some interesting stuff to talk about as well. And we're going to get to all that here on the show, the special year-end edition of the Rusty Satellite Show. First, I want to thank my sponsors, which are my great folks at Passport Health Plan, who have been with this show for a very long time. Thank you very much to my good friends at Passport and to the Eye Care Institute right down here on Story Avenue. At 502-589-1500. This is a good time of year to get your eyes checked. Or Jackie, have you got your kids' eyes checked?
This year we actually got the vision insurance.
Okay, got the vision insurance, all that. Well, they're very friendly and helpful down there at the Eye Care Institute. If you have to get LASIK or something complicated, that it's a great place to go. Or if you have a simple exam to get taken care of, that is the place to go down there. Eye Care Institute, great friends of the show, and we're glad to have them. So up next on the show, we have got about 100 guests that have been on this show in the last year, and they're all great, and it's fun at this time of year, I think, to reminisce about them and to reminisce about what happened in 2016. To me, it was a pretty darn good year, but we'll see what Jackie and Bill have to say in answer to that question when we come back. But stay tuned, and we'll be right back with more of the Rusty Satellite Show with Bill and Jackie.
I had no use for health insurance, but my mom was always saying, sign up for Passport. And I was like, Mom. She was like, for my peace of mind. It got to be where I needed peace of mind, so I did. Now my mom, she can chill, and I feel pretty good about it too.
Together we can all feel better. Call 1-800-578-0603 and ask for Passport. That's 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan, working together for a healthier Kentucky.
All right, and we are back on the Rusty Satellite Show. Thank you for downloading and tuning in. I tell you, the Rusty Satellite Show had a great year. A lot of downloads of the show. We had some record numbers. It was really great. A lot of you are out there listening. Always welcome feedback or suggestions for who I might have on the show. But for this week, we're going to talk a little bit in this segment with Jackie and Bill. I'll start with Jackie. And Jackie, a little bit about LouisvilleKY.com. I mean, you spend a lot of time, thankfully for me, putting content up on LouisvilleKY. It's a great site. The Pulse of the City. What's the highlights? What do you think of that?
I think it's a great site, especially if something's in the news and you just need to make a quick link. And I try to cross-link it on, you know, social media, and so people just can find out.
Right,
what's
a lot of it,
on?
You know, it's not we're not writing original content over there. A lot of the time, I do a weekly post about that's original content and opinions of mine that I have, but a lot of it is just press releases.
Press releases. If the spirit moves me, I'll write something.
Well, you've done. You know, I know a lot of people follow your in the summertime. You are a great gardener out there in your backyard in the South End, right?
I have a little garden in our little backyard in the South End that it's a trial and error for me. But my nephew, AJ, and I have a big garden at my parents' farm in Southern Indiana. And that's where the fun begins and ends. And
all right. Well, I'm still waiting for that big sack of vegetables to come in from the farm.
Well, but like I said, it's a trial and error kind of thing.
What did you have this year? Did you have some success?
With the garden, actually, we did. Tomatoes coming out of our ears.
Oh, good.
And a lot of canning, which if you'd told me 10 years ago I'd be a canner and a gardener, I wouldn't believe you.
You say, I'll never be that old.
Yeah, exactly. And my nephew's 11 years younger than me, and we're having a ball.
Oh, wow. Well, that's cool. And you're really busy at home with all these kids. You got like 8 of them, right?
Two teenagers, so okay. I guess that would be equivalent to 8. And
I've been there.
An 11-year-old daughter, which would equal about 5 teenagers. So they keep me busy. Both boys are in band, marching band. So from August to November, I have no life.
A lot of noise at your house. What do they play?
The oldest, Sean, plays marimba.
Marimba.
For me, I call the xylophone, but they constantly correct me. And then Nick plays the tuba.
Wow.
And
okay.
I have no musical bone in my body. They get it all from their dad. So they'll sit around and talk music. And I'm like, I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
Yeah, that's interesting. I got thrown in when I was in eighth grade. The elective choices were home ec, shop, and band. And I ended up in band, so played the cornet, third chair, a record tying 4 years of third chair trumpet. Never moved up. So anyway, that was fun. Now, Bill, we've had a lot of adventures together around town, seeing cool people.
Some of which we can talk about.
Yeah, exactly. And you have this whole independent life as a photographer. Tell me about some of the things you get involved in.
Well, I'm lucky in that over the past few years, I've kind of made a career out of photographing live event and stage work. So I'm shooting most of the productions, or some years all of them, for Actors Theater. I'm shooting for Kentucky Opera. And then some local groups like Theater 502. I've got another one coming up, but I can't mention it.
A secret. All right, yeah, a secret. But, I'm good at drawing out secrets, we'll get it out of you sooner or later. It's great serendipitous, I guess. We both ended up, I do a lot of work with Actors Theater in terms of covering their plays, and just love it down there.
Yeah, it's cool. A real joy for me. It's to be around such creative people and how dedicated they are to their craft. Just being around them really juices me. And, I've been fortunate that, my work has appeared in everything from the New York Times to here locally. So they've been good to me, and I enjoy it.
All right. Well, we're going to mention later in the show, I guess we can go on to now. Some of the adventures we went on this year together, I think those make for the great interviews, because when I take you, it's usually on location. And what was your favorite one of those on-location shoots we did this year?
Well, I'm going to steal your favorite. Hickory Vaught, I thought, was a lot of fun, because that was there on the banks of the Ohio. He brought his mandolin. There was some drinking involved.
Yeah, we got to eat and drink.
And it was just a comfortable, he's a heck of a player, and it was just really cool.
Yeah, he pulled out. It's good when you have somebody like a musician on the show. You can ask them to play, and that makes it a little more interesting of a show. The other one I had somebody else play. I had the Yes Cone Sisters, which you went over to see, and I made them sing. That's Faith, Joy, and Love. Yep. And you know how I remember that's the three names?
Yep.
Because there's no hope. It's faith, joy, and love.
No, there is hope. There's faith, joy, and hope. There's no love. That's their names. Faith, joy, and hope.
Okay, well, we'll have to get that straightened out soon.
But they love each other. I mean,
they do.
They're family.
It's quite entertaining. I saw them several times after our interview, and that was all. That was really good. That was a highlight. Both of those were highlights of the year.
Well, and speaking of music, the other guest you had that with Faith, Joy, and Hope was Harry Pickens.
He's
just a phenomenal jazz pianist, and his story I thought was really interesting. He's you'd never know it, but he has incredible stage fright, and his
He's overcome
it. The way he's overcome it, I thought was really remarkable, really inspiring.
It was a great story. He spoke at the Breakfast of Champions this year, and I made it a habit of having our Breakfast of Champions speakers come out, be on the show, and help to help promote that event. We got another one coming up in January that's going to be really, really good and interesting. So, those were great on-site interviews that you and I did, and I think let's just mention one more because it was such a adventure going into the place with the Vava Vixens.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was something.
Where was that? That's on
the
on
Art Sanctuary. Art Sanctuary, over, I guess, kind of toward Shelby Park or Germantown, that area.
Yeah, yeah, and we had three of them at one time, right? Which was a lot to handle.
Yeah.
And
Vixen.
You got some great photos. If you ever seen, you probably never seen Jackie. You ever been to a Vava Vixen's performance?
I have not. No.
You're missing out. it's quite the thing. And these ladies take it very seriously. They're very excited about their craft, and that's what's great about the Rusty Satellite Show is I try to find people who have a lot of passion for what they do. And, just last week, Dave Moisen was on the show. Surely, Jackie, Dave Moisen. He was on NBC's The Voice.
Yeah.
That's a show that. I should not, generalize about women, and I'm assuming that all women watch The Voice. But my girlfriend does, and, she's a big fan, and, I get a lot of my female cues from her. So, did you like Dave?
I have no opinion.
Okay. Well, maybe you'd form one. He's performing Saturday night on New Year's Eve down on Main Street at the Lou Year's Eve performance.
Lou Year's Eve. I saw that.
It's going to be. Yeah, you probably put it up on.
Haven't yet.
KY.
Not yet. It'll be up there soon.
Well, there you go. So, big plans for New Year's Eve, Jackie?
Same as we always do every year. We have friends over and they all live in the same neighborhood, so we keep it close and keep it safe.
Good, all everybody can walk home and
pretty much
all that.
Yep,
that's good. Jackie lives in the same neighborhood where I grew up, sort of, a couple blocks over, right? I lived on Alger.
Well, that was by Iroquois Park, so we're on the other side.
Okay,
Iroquois Park. So yeah,
near there.
It's still South End.
Yeah, still good old South End.
Good old South End.
And so, what are you doing, Bill?
I've got a 3-year-old, so I'm going to be in bed by hopefully 10.
So. That's
challenging. That's why we invited our friends over, because they had young ones. Mm. So we invite them over so we'd keep each other awake.
That's smart.
Are you going to make it till midnight, Jackie?
Always do.
Wow.
Then 12:05 is a different story, though.
Well, last year I started driving for Uber and Lyft. I was up doing that well into the morning. Who would let their phone ring right in the middle of the show? Okay, but anyway, I did that. That was a lot of fun and profitable. And I might be out there again this year. We'll see. But anyway, I want to conclude this segment and get on to our next cool segments, where we're going to talk about things that happened in Louisville and things that happened on this show throughout the year. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Jackie and Bill will be back with me right after this message.
I'm Steve Coombs, and each week, Rick Redding and I record a new episode of Eat, Drink, Talk. We'll fill you up and fill you in on what's happening in Louisville's thriving drinking and dining scene. We bring you food news, interviews, and our take on what's happening around town. Find us on iTunes and download Eat, Drink, Talk.
All right, and in this segment, I'm back with Jackie Bentley and Bill Breimer. We're going to talk about some of the big things that happened in 2016. And, the way I see it, there were basically four stories that we all paid attention to in Louisville this year. And one of them's like a lot of little stories, but the election, which turned out bad for people like me and good for people that I guess aren't that smart, right? I said that on the show a lot, insulted the Trump voters, and I haven't changed my tune. I mean, there's just more of them than there were of us, and that's, the election.
He didn't win the popular vote, so is that a valid 3 million statement?
The big number, I thought, and it made me sort of okay with being in Louisville, is that, all the bumpkins out in the state, 64% Trump won 64% out in the state. Clinton won like 54% in Jefferson County. So smart people, you know, did one thing. And unfortunately, you know, as we look head into the in 2017, Trump's going to be president in a month. And I don't know how things are going to change in our lives. I don't know if you guys anticipate anything that is going to happen.
I think that's the scary thing is we just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And his appointments and everything that we're seeing right now is not boding well.
Right,
in my opinion.
And in summary, it's the whole, to me, if the issues were all the same, it would still be the character issues. All the things that came out in the campaign, he's a bad person to me. You know, Trump is not a pleasant guy. He's not a guy that I would want to go have a beer with or, you know, hang out with. Yeah,
Narcissist.
He's not a quality guy. You know, the one thing I've seen and among people I know is a lot more activism as a result of the election. Maybe it motivated some people who kind of were taking things for granted to get up and do something. So I've been seeing, you know, invitations to ACLU.
Events. You had a party that you invited me to. I didn't go, sorry.
That type of thing. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see where we are 4 years from now.
It's getting people to actually read the Constitution.
Yeah.
Learn what actually the rights are out there. And
read the newspaper, all that. Stay well informed. I think a lot of this election was about people that weren't very well informed, misinformed, or they didn't care that something was atrocious and it didn't matter. A lot of that happened and helped Trump get elected. And, you know, people, you know, went through their Facebook friends list and eliminated people for that. So that was a big
part. That was the sad part, too. A lot of people. They use social media to...
I know. We probably lost some Rusty Satellite Show listeners over the years with me railing about how awful Trump was. So,
well, you mentioned the bumpkins and the uneducated. I have friends, highly educated, that voted for him. And it was based on single issues, immigration. Yeah. Or they just hated Hillary that much.
Yeah, there's a lot of hate of Hillary. And, you know, those people, I guess, they were just maybe misinformed. If you looked at the qualifications, well, you know, a lot of people, yeah, hate Hillary. But, boy, who's ever been more qualified to be president?
Exactly.
Who's ever had a better resume to be president? I don't think anyone has.
And
so,
has diplomatic tendencies and can actually talk to people without
throwing
a tweet out there and insulting everybody.
Exactly. The loose cannon with the tweet machine. That's going to be interesting to follow in 2017. I did have some Republican guests on the show, and you know, we got through it. You know, in the spirit of cooperation, I had a Republican Metro Council member on here a few weeks after the election, and
it was the day after.
Yeah, the day after, and we got along well.
Yeah.
The better big story in this area was the University of Louisville football program. And Bill, you went out and shot a couple of games and got some great shots of Lamar Jackson, who we have a Heisman Trophy winner around here for the first time ever.
Crazy.
So it was a really, really good year despite the losses to Houston and Kentucky. The, you know, the bowl game, I guess it's being played. Yeah, it won't be played by the time the show airs, but we've got playing LSU in a bowl game. A lot of good things in the football program, and then there's, you know, the cheating.
Yeah, there's that part of it.
Ironically, we were at that Wake Forest game.
Really?
Yeah.
Could you tell that Louisville had the plays?
I had no idea what was going on.
I was out at dinner last night. I was watching the Wake Forest Temple bowl game was on TV. You know, my comment was, well, because Wake Forest was winning, I said, Temple must not have gotten the plays. because Wake Forest, I think, won their bowl game. But what an odd story about the radio announcer for Wake Forest, a former coach and player, who was giving away secrets, giving away the playbook to opponents. And
who does that?
Who does that?
I don't know, but I see Rusty Satellite Show 183 written all over that one. You need to get that guy on. Get him some questions.
But, like, I mean, get him or like to get Lamar?
It was really a joy to photograph Lamar. I mean, the guy is just such a singular talent. It was really, you know, I think we all saw it every time he touched the ball. Anything could happen.
Yeah, and he moved so fast. I don't know how you got your camera on him.
Just graceful, too.
Yeah. It was a fun season to watch because of him, and Louisville got a lot of national publicity about him, ranked top five much of the year. It's a shame it got, marred by that, and then the story of the two guys, two football players celebrating Lamar's victory, show up at a party and get themselves shot. I think we've got a transition here. Because
I'll see the segue.
One of the things I wanted to transition to is the number of murders in Louisville this year, and the number keeps going up, the gun crimes keep going up, and two U of L football players shot not fatally, but they were shot at a party, and, and my question is, what was a gun doing there, and how is it like a month later and we still don't have a suspect if it was at a party and a gun came out?
Somebody had to see something.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think the police are up against it with this gun craze, because it delves into the other biggest problem in our community, which is heroin.
It is.
I don't know if you guys have been touched, but they're expanding the healing place. They're expanding treatment centers. They're doing it. It's an epidemic, without a doubt.
And it tears up families.
This was a tough year for it. Mm-hmm. So,
and it's not just one area of town. At first, I thought that was how it was going. And saw it in the South End, here in the West End, but it's everywhere.
Yeah, it is.
And that's the scary part.
And one of the things that happened this year, I also did a podcast for the J-Town Chamber in Jeffersontown, and they had an innovative program that the police put on where they're asking addicts to come and turn themselves in, and they won't be arrested. They'll be sent to a treatment center. Moderate success out there. But it's, it's just like, a pebble against a mountain. It's just so much. And it leads to crime. It leads to other things that are bad for our city. So, It's very unfortunate. All right, my top four issues of the year, stories of the year, top four stories of the year. Of course, another one that is kind of joyous because it brought the city together was the Muhammad Ali funeral. I don't know if certainly we couldn't help but pay attention, right?
We were on vacation and we paused the vacation to watch it.
Oh, there you go. And I guess Ali just touched so many lives. I don't think there's ever been more international leadership in the city than there were for the week of the Ali.
Really proud of our city, the way we stepped up and showed off our favorite son and showed him the respect I think he deserved.
Yeah, that was really it was really something. It was really great to see all the national attention from ESPN, but even on national network news. It was a big positive and showed the spirit of Ali and all good things. If you haven't, you've been down to the Ali Center?
No, my daughter has tickets and we do want to go down there.
Well, you should and plan a long time there, because it's not about right. boxing. There's some boxing, but it's the great. You say the greatest, but I think among museums, it's the greatest. If you mm-hmm. the exhibits and all the things that are in there and. The art, mm-hmm. Leroy Neiman just loved Ali and did a lot of art. How about that weird story about the guy stealing a Leroy Neiman right off the walls at Ali Center?
Missed that one.
You missed that? You didn't see that?
Yeah, I saw that. That's a head scratcher.
Yeah.
Why? You just went against everything.
There's no cameras. Nobody was watching. And unfortunately, the way that story came out, they caught the guy. They found the guy, but they haven't recovered the painting yet.
Oh, great.
Mm. So,
with the whole Ali thing, we were on vacation. We were actually in Gatlinburg, and we were sitting in an establishment drinking an adult beverage, and it was on TV. And it was just so interesting that people that, don't live in Louisville knew Ali, and were just the bartender was, that's all he could talk about.
Yeah,
up in Louisville, it's like, okay, yeah, he's a favorite son, yeah. But to actually hear his impact on others outside of this town while you're out of town, was quite remarkable.
Yeah, I think we really missed out on the naming opportunity. The story that I didn't include that I should have was about the bridges being built after decades and decades of planning. We now have these bridges, and this week tolling starts on those bridges, and. I don't know the names of the two bridges. What did you guys think? Do you even know them?
Lincoln and Lewis and Clark.
There you go.
Yeah, they're not the most original names, I guess.
No. And then the East End Bridge, honestly, it's all it would be called anyways,
yeah,
I think.
But I would call it East End Bridge rather than Lewis and Clark Bridge. But a better one for either one of them would be Muhammad Ali. You know, there's a lot of talk around town about going into naming something. I mean, there's already a big street downtown and a lot of things named for Ali, but
they kicked around the walking bridge.
Yeah, which they should. They still should. It still should be done. So I don't know. Well, this is going great with you guys. That's a transition into the next part of the show, which is going to be about the Rusty Satellite guests that we've had this year. And I'll tell you right off before we go to break, my favorite guest of the year, I think, was John Ramsey.
You took mine.
Oh, man. Well, it was a great thing because it was all about timing. And I really had to work to track John down, but he was very accommodating and glad to be on the Rusty Satellite Show. It happened the week that it happened, the week. I did the interview after Ali died and before the funeral procession in Louisville. And John was very emotional. You know, he's a professional broadcaster and all that, but he was very close to Muhammad, and he was really great. He even did an impression during the interview of Ali, and it was I got emotional about it too. It was really a highlight of the year for the Rusty Satellite Show, and I think for the city. So when we come back, I'm going to ask you guys what your favorite. Sorry, Jackie.
It's okay.
I took yours. But if you have a favorite guest of the year, and we're going to go through who some of these guests were, and I think you'll, as a listener, even if you didn't listen to all of them, you'll certainly appreciate the diversity and the interest of the most interesting people in the Ville for like the third straight year. So we'll be back with that right after this.
Hey, I'm Dan Vonderhyde.
I'm Stephanie White.
We host a weekly podcast called
40-ish.
It's a show about life at middle age.
I'm not 40 yet.
Well, you're getting there eventually.
I guess.
So each week we talk about something that applies to the life of a middle-aged person. We drop a little bit of wisdom in every episode, and we go out and talk to people about their experiences.
And we laugh.
And we laugh a lot. Comes out every Tuesday. Make sure you download.
Tune in.
All right, I'm back with Bill and Jackie, and we're talking about 2016, the year in Rusty Satellite Show guests. And in this part of the show, we're really going to get into some of the guests that we've had on the show. I did figure up a little thing about shows 131 through 181, and I don't know, Jackie, you think I was fair to women? How many women you think I had on the show?
Going through the list, I don't have a problem. Hey, yeah, faith, joy, and hope.
Yeah, I know. We had about 40% of the guests on the show were females, and it was 65 to 37, and you know, all walks of life. You know, that's the thing that I take the most pride in. We have entertainers, we have politicians, we have people that do important things in the world, and we have a lot of fun, a lot of business people, a lot of entrepreneurs. And like I said, my favorite of the year was John Ramsey. But Bill, all the travels you went on with me, you heard a lot of the interviews live.
Yeah, I did. And some of those folks are real characters. You know, I'm thinking of Andy Bleeden down at Work the Metal Butchertown Market.
Yeah,
and what he's doing down there. But he had some stories that were probably not safe for radio that he shared anyway. But he's a great character.
Yeah, didn't he really get away with saying
one
of the words? The FCC does not monitor this program.
Yeah,
so we're
good.
That's
the joy of podcasting.
Yeah. That's right.
He's he's a heck of an entrepreneur. He's really doing wonderful things down in Butchertown, and he's a real character, too. So that helped. And I think Mike Mays also was one I appreciate hearing from. What they've, you know, Heine Brothers is a local institution, and I don't know if it gets enough credit for what those folks have done. They've really built a solid business over these decades.
And we got to go up into the inner sanctum of Heine Brothers down there on Frankfort Avenue and see Mike and talk about his big project in Portland. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another thing that this show does for people that you know aren't in touch with things that are going on, to know what Mike Mays is doing at Heine Brothers and how widespread their reach is it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Jackie, you've gone through the list. I know you were interested in what's going on with JCPS. You know, we had Allison Martin on the show, the spokesperson over there.
Having kids in JCPS, of course, yes.
I put three of them through that grinder and went through JCPS myself. So I have a great interest in what's going on with the school system and the board. And we also had Brent McKim, the union chief, on the show. And but you're kind of a critic, I guess.
I am, and I'm not smart enough to come up with solutions on how to fix JCPS, but I was a big proponent of let's change the board.
Okay.
Let's change the leadership. Let's change the board. Nothing's happened. Test scores are down. Administrators are still getting paid exorbitant amount of money in spite of every outcry against this. And they were still hiring and still paying, you know, six figures. And
it's ridiculous what those people get paid over there. David Jones, the outgoing board member, and I'm sure you're glad he didn't win, but I thought he was a really smart guy, had a lot of positive input on the board, was on this show, I guess, 2 years ago. And, you know, he's very outspoken, you know, and certainly was banging the drum for getting those administrator salaries in line. It's a challenge.
He was, but in my circle, and it's probably not that big of a circle, we saw him as just being a mouthpiece for Donna Hargens.
Okay.
And we just didn't see that improvement if he stayed. So I was kind of happy to see the incumbents leave. I think the incumbents need to go. No offense, nothing personal. Yeah. I just think there needs to be a leadership change. What's the solution? I don't know.
It comes down to that, be careful what you wish for. And
this is true.
We'll see what
happens.
We'll see what happens with the new ones.
I have six more years of my kids being in the system.
I know. I remember. I talked about it on the show when Luke finished at Eastern, you know, that I guess last fall. It was the first fall I didn't have since like 1994 that I hadn't had a child in the system. So you're getting ready to start, right, Bill?
No, she's just three.
Give me a chance. No, it'll be tomorrow. Trust me.
It'll be here in no time. In no time. All right. Well, let's just have a little fun. With the amount of time we got 100 people. You know, we're not going to talk about every single one that's been on the show. I did institute a great program, I guess, in September, October, with a guest co-host like you guys, and I think that really helped the show a lot. I had the people who are friends of the show, people like Caroline Knopp, who Aaron Jones, who provide me with guests, Lauren Hendricks, just to mention them all. Cindy Tandy was here, Stephanie White, and Dan Vonderhyde, my producer, was a guest host. Comedian Chris Anger, you know him. he was a hilarious co-host. And also my partner at Eat, Drink, Talk, Steve Coombs, came in as a co-host. And, you know, in terms of when I look back at 2016, starting Eat, Drink, Talk and being in the loop on the restaurant and drinking scene around here, it's been really fun. Yeah, it's been a ball. But Bill, you went on some of those with me, I think.
Yeah, I think I did.
I think. I know we went down to the rabbit hole, right? Where Kaveh Zamanian, who was a guest on Rusty Satellite, we also did a thing for Eat, Drink, Talk down there.
Yeah.
What a change that's going to make down at Nulu.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. Distilling and Angel's Envy started this year, opened this year. That was really great. You got a favorite restaurant out there in the South End, Jackie?
In the South End? Well, Coffee House. I do like Sister Beans Coffee House.
Okay.
On New Cut.
We always went to Angelo's on Berry Boulevard.
Angelo's Pizza. I haven't had that in forever.
I think I need to go over there soon. Anyway, we oversaw, you know, on Eat, Drink, Talk, talked about a lot of openings and closings of restaurants. One of them that, one interview I did before Eat, Drink, Talk came about, you went with me on, Bill, over to see John Veronese at his new place.
Yeah, love it.
And River House. It's very cool spot. It was so big, a lot of people were worried they'd be able to fill it up, but I think
seems to be doing.
They're doing all well. They're having a big party on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So that's it. So let's talk about some of the highlights of the year in the time we got left here. I know the first of the year, this time last year, we were going over to see Robbie Valentine at the Yum Center.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a lot of cool stuff. And Teresa Reno Weber, who works for the city, worked for the city. She, in mid-year, she left that important job to go to work for the United Way. So that was significant.
Yeah, real good for the United Way. She's a class act.
Yeah, she is really good. She's really good. She's really smart. And earlier in the year, also had the cartoonist for the Courier-Journal, Mark Murphy, on, who I remember distinctively saying, Donald Trump can't be president. So when I had him on at the end of the year, we talked about how that's going to be. But Mark's very eloquent and outspoken. Just saw him last week at Costco. Can you believe it? So,
buying ink, I guess.
That's, so, and skipping ahead a little bit, I know in February, some of the significant people associated with events in Louisville, Tommy O'Shea of O'Shea's, what a character he is, mm-hmm. and been doing that a long time, a very successful bar down on Barstown Road. My favorite one to pronounce of all my guests, Guillaume Dumière.
Good job.
He's one of my favorite characters, too. Have you been down to the new Speed yet?
New one? I have not.
It's something. And Guillaume is in charge over there. And
I'm waiting for a field trip.
Yeah. I think there should be one in your future. It's really open. And you should know, one of the things I remember about it is it's free on Sunday. So
yes.
You should go on Sunday. There you go. As we move ahead, some of my favorites that just stick out in my mind, I talked to Donna Brothers right before the Derby. She's a former jockey, and she is the one that gets to, on the broadcast of the Derby, you always see her, she's saddling up on her pony next to the Derby winner and doing the interview after the race. Mm-hmm. And she lives right here and is just like one of the coolest ladies I know. It's pretty fun. Moving at, we had a big week on show 144. Bill, we talked to Barbara Sexton Smith,
yep.
Now a Metro councilman, a bundle of energy. Mm-hmm. She talked about, what was that word she used? Instead of retirement, she said some other great term for it. And we talked to Summer Auerbach of Rainbow Blossom, who was great. And turns out her husband, Brandon Cohn, who was on the show later, won a surprising election to be Metro Council in District 5.
Mm-hmm. Took over Tom Owens' seat.
You got to be happy, Jackie. You got two more years of Dan Johnson out there.
He's not mine.
Oh.
No. Marianne Butler.
Butler. God. Okay. I love to give grief to Dan. I'd say when he goes out of office, I'll have to have him on the show. He's
My question, is it warranted or is it not? I'll leave that up for others to decide who lives in his district.
I'll tell you, one of the coolest places I conducted an interview was on the backstretch at Churchill Downs with the longtime horse racing rider Jenny Rees. Mm-hmm. We propped it up right there. We got kind of interrupted a few times, but it's always fun to go to the track Derby Week.
Yeah, she was moving around pretty good.
Yeah, she's a cancer survivor, and she just really had a lot going on. She was very busy, and all that. So we mentioned a few of these. I wanted to say the furthest I ever went for an interview this year was to Woodford County, and saw Mary Ann Barnes. There's some dispute over argument over this, but she's the first female master distiller at Castle and Key. Up there in Woodford County, they are actually, you know, I talked to her in the spring, they're actually producing bourbon now. So we've been talking about that over at Eat Drink Talk. It's been a lot of fun. You talked about great personalities. I had Ricky L. Jones on here talking about the whole thing with African Americans. We were having fun. You'd love this, because he liked the fact that he was being called a dirty black bastard.
Oh my gosh!
In public, on the show, and that had to do with the controversy of the Confederate statue being removed at the U of L campus,
right?
You know, and Ricky was a big advocate of getting that thing out of there, and was successful. So Ricky's got a lot of personality. It was fun to talk to. Speaking of which, and another, I just want to highlight a couple of these shows. 156. I had two sort of icons in the city. You know. Julius Friedman, Bill, I know you know his art because he's a legend, and he had this great exhibit down at the Fraser Museum. And it was awesome to walk through and look at it, and it was more awesome to walk through and look at it with Julius explaining what happened and how these things happened and came about. And that was just a lot of fun. And then that same week I had Dawn G, who, given the health problem she's experienced the end of the year, she is really something. And she was so gracious. I went down to the studios at Wave, and you know, she's the queen down there. She welcomed me in. We had a great conversation. She talked about all the things that she does, and that's really, it was really something. So, highlight of the year, talking to Dawn G. Also, one of my childhood heroes, Daryl Griffith.
Mm-hmm.
Got to talk to him down at his restaurant. As we move through, I had a lot of because of my background in media, and you know, Jackie, you are a TV reporter, you know a lot of these people. I talked with Melissa Swan, who's getting used to retirement now and is moving on with her life as the former anchor at WHAS. And one person I interviewed, Tracy Beal, we all had an experience with her, right? Bill, you did some work for the now defunct
Tabs View.
That's right. Yep. Famous for having billboards all over town.
Yep.
But Tracy was a charming personality. It's just, I don't think she had a good business idea with Tabs View. And I guess about a month ago they
suspended operations.
They shut her down.
Yeah, well.
They shut her down for good. A couple of my favorite, I'm skipping ahead to show 173. I know you guys are familiar with Gil Holland. He was a guest on this show in like the first 10. But he was running for Metro Council this year. Probably does more good work in this town than anybody. But couldn't win a Metro Council seat in a heavily Republican-controlled district. So he barely lost, but we did an interview before the election. And, you know, I don't think Gil's life is disturbed that much that he didn't win. But he's got a lot of other projects going. And then probably the oddest person I had, it was out at Iroquois Park. I did this interview, Jackie. Did you go through the Halloween thing with all the pumpkins?
I didn't this year. And actually, okay. I worked there 2 years.
Okay.
Past 2 years. Not this year, though.
Well, the funny story is I ran into this guy named Edward Cabral, and he is a professional pumpkin carver.
The pumpkins are amazing.
They really are.
I don't put triangle eyes and a triangle nose, and I'm good.
You know, they didn't have any of those little knives that you buy at the store.
With the orange handles.
They didn't have any of those out there at Iroquois Park when I went out there to talk to Edward. But he's a fascinating guy. He's from like Chicago, and he comes here every year to carve pumpkins.
It's amazing what they do.
You know, it's funny what people do. You just never know. And we got to wrap it up here, but a couple of just really outstanding personalities that were on the show. If you listen to these interviews, you can hear the personality coming through. Charlie Young, former television reporter at Wave, the troubleshooter over there. She's now got her own business and just inspires people right and left.
So that's what I love about the show. I did not know that she came back. I knew, you know, I remember when she was here as the investigative reporter. And what she's doing now is remarkable.
It's phenomenal. She's firing women up. I went over there to a church in Hikes Point, and she had 400 people coming in just to listen to her talk about getting fired up about life. And she has plenty of energy. A lesser-known guy, you know, this guy Lyle James, I had so much fun with him. 18 years of producing a cable TV show, if you can believe it. And so, anyway, I talked to him. He's a talk show host. He was fun. And lastly, we'll wrap it up here. The last month has been a great month. They had Bobby Benjamin, who the great Butchertown Grocery, and Lola's Lounge down in Butchertown. He's the guy behind all that, and it's just, I've spent a few nights up there having drinks. It's just a very cool place, Lola's. Caroline's brother Otto Knopp was here. We talked about UofL a little bit. And before the UofL UK basketball game, I had the voice of the Wildcats, Tom Leach. He's a pro as always. Which side of that fence do you come on?
Walk the line. No, one son loves U of O, one son loves UK.
Oh, a family divided.
Eric and I are like, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I have to put up with Paula's blue stuff all the time. I hate that. But we got him in basketball. Got him in basketball really, really well. And so we finished up the year with Dave Moisen and Steve Ulrich. I don't know if you heard that one, Jackie, but Steve is an advocate of suicide prevention. I went over to Male High School and watched him talk to a bunch of high school kids. Speaking of JCPS, this would be a great program to have in all the schools. He has a great message about confronting depression and preventing suicide, and Steve is he's just a great guy. He's a former TV producer, still mm-hmm. a TV producer, but he's taken on his life's mission has been to help people get through the depression, turn them away from suicide, and you know, it's just that's an example of the kind of thing on this show. You know, I get to meet these people that are doing this important work, and voila. We talk about it, and then I'll move on to the next one.
And another year gone.
Yeah, another year gone. Another, 182 shows, 300-something guests. Quite an enterprise. We started in 2013, believe it or not. And I don't know when you start hanging around with me, Bill. It was about
a year ago or so.
A year or so ago.
Yeah.
Done a lot of great, great photos. I would encourage anybody that is listening to this show, is interested in what we're talking about, go back to RustySatelliteShow.com and look through some of the great photos that that Bill's taken over the years, and listen to some of these great interviews. It's really fun to go back and listen after the fact. In fact, I might have to go listen to the John Ramsey interview one more time.
There's great photos on LouisvilleKY.com as well.
That's
Bill
right.
Breimer. Just put in a search, Bill Breimer.
Yeah, pulse of the city. And very happy with what's going on over at LouisvilleKY.com. I hope you make that a regular stop in your news journey, right? And
yes.
Jackie's going to make sure that we have up-to-date content over there all the time. It's really cool. So as we end the year, you know, let's celebrate. I mean, to me, it was a great year. I know a lot of people talk about all the famous people that died, right? And people say, oh, this is terrible, a terrible year, I can't wait till it's over. Are you feeling that way, Jack?
Yes. In terms of, personally, it's a normal year, but in terms of all the people dying, oh my gosh, and it's just from our generation, Prince.
Yeah, maybe that's it, because it's people
David
that were
Bowie.
More, you know, things that sounded old, like 60 not too long ago, are people that like,
Gary Fisher, that
I've
killed
known.
Me.
Yeah. It's
and
it's
John
tough.
Glenn. We met, my dad and I met John Glenn, and that one hurt.
There you go. Yeah. He was a very important figure in American history, no doubt. And you know, and sometimes things touch you personally. I had a couple of friends that weren't like people that I knew through my parents. There were people that I knew that passed away that were younger than me. And it's a challenge to get through that. You know, the solution is to live your life to the fullest. Play hard.
You gotta live.
Make it happen.
Yep.
All that. So that's what we're trying to do here on the Rusty Satellite Show. I want to thank Bill Breimer and Jackie Bentley for coming in and spending a little bit of time with me. And believe it or not, it's December the 29th, I think, and I'm getting ready to go out and play some golf. How about that?
Amazing.
Climate change.
There's no
real.
Such thing as climate change. it's all fake.
You've been talking to your Republican friends again.
It's China's fault.
Gotta love it.
All right. Well, thanks again. And Rusty Satellite Show will be back in 2017 with new and great guests and some of the most interesting people in the entire Ville. Thanks to Bill Breimer and Jackie Bentley. I'll see you next year.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, at Ricky Redding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city. Airplane.
time